In our next section, we hear about a telephone scam that is doing the rounds. Suspicious cold callers, the theft of two much-loved dogs, a recent disturbance in the city, and the sentencing of a drug driver who had a headlong crash into another vehicle, injuring all occupants.
A warning has been issued after reports of people in Norfolk getting telephone calls which trigger recorded messages claiming to be from Amazon. Officers at Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Department have issued the warning after a spate of calls in the county. People are getting cold calls on their telephones with a recorded message playing when they answer. Example of the messages on such calls are: Your Amazon Prime subscription is about to renew at the cost of $79.99. The call then states you can press 1 to speak with someone. A payment of $79.99 has been taken to renew your Amazon Prime subscription. The call then states you can press 1 to cancel the payment. That a purchase costing £300 has been made on your Amazon account. The call then states you can press 1 if you did not make this purchase. That £1,000 has been charged to your Amazon account. The call then states you can press 1 to speak to the Amazon fraud team. Trading standards officers say that where people have pressed a button to interact with the call, they have then been connected to a person. That person then attempts to gather personal account or financial details. A spokesman for Norfolk Trading Standards said, "These calls are a scam and are not connected with Amazon in any way. If you receive this or a similar call, our advice is do not interact with the call and hang up. If you have received a call which you believe to be a scam, you can report it to Norfolk Trading Standards via the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on free phone 0808 223 1133. That's free phone 0808 223 1133.
A warning has been issued for people to watch out for rogue traders after reports of cold callers offering to clean driveways. Trading Standards officers at Norfolk County Council said there had been reports on Friday the 5th of February of people going door to door in the Heversett area. They said that the cold callers were reported as being two adults and a youth. They were seen to leave the location in a sign-written white Ford Transit van with foreign number plates, and officers fear they could try other areas in the county. A spokesman for Norfolk Trading Standards said, "Our advice is never deal with doorstep cold callers and never agree to have work done on or around your property if approached in this way. Anyone who sees the cold callers in Norfolk should contact Trading Standards via 0808 223 1133 or Norfolk Constabulary on 101. If people feel intimidated or are worried, vulnerable neighbours are in danger, call 999.
A dog owner is absolutely heartbroken after his two Springer Spaniels were stolen from outside his home. Matthew Cullum, a farmer from Fawnsett, just south of Norwich, said, "Laws need to change. After his dogs, Bonnie and Tilly, were taken between 5 and 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January the 27th. The Springer Spaniels are working dogs, both 3 years old, with brown heads, white bodies, and are fairly small. Mr. Cullum believes their disappearance is linked with the rise in dog thefts as the demand for pets has rocketed during lockdown. The 31-year-old said, "I am absolutely broken. It has teared me apart. There is no other way of explaining it, really. I just live in hope that we find them. I think lockdown has contributed to more people buying dogs, so the price of dogs has gone up horrendously. Criminals are seeing they can make good money. There needs to be a push for law change, about the breeding and selling of dogs, and dogs being sold on sites such as Gumtree. If you look on dog lost pages, you can see that they are being taken all over. It's going crazy. People can't even go for a walk with their dogs. It's horrendous. You can't feel safe with anything at the moment. In a bid to find his stolen dogs, Mr. Cullum took to Facebook, and his post has now had more than 98,000 shares online. It has also been reported to the police, but there have been no sightings of Bonnie or Tilly since their disappearance last week. Call 101 if you have any information.
A man disqualified from driving was arrested after ditching his car and failing to stop for police in Norwich city centre. Police were first notified at 9:15 p.m. on Saturday, February the 13th, that a car had been abandoned, with the occupant making off from the scene on St Giles Street. Inspector Gina Hopkinson said that the man involved was caught and swiftly arrested when it was discovered he was driving while disqualified. A dog unit then found a stash of drugs, which were confiscated by police, though at this point the inspector was unable to confirm which class the drugs belonged to. An eyewitness said two sniffer dogs were searching a white BMW for about 15 minutes, from 9:30 p.m. until 9:45 p.m., with the man the police arrested escorted by several officers down from Rigby's Court and into a police vehicle parked further down St Giles Street. The BMW was then seized, with a recovery unit collecting the car at around 10 p.m. One man who lives nearby and could see the action unfold from his window said, "It was pretty dramatic, given that usually the street is totally silent on a normal Saturday night in lockdown. Everything has settled down by 10 p.m. Most of the officers had cleared off by that point, with just a few remaining while the car was seized and towed away." He added, "I've not seen anything like that since we moved here."
Jacob Trower, 19, had been driving a Seat car on the A47 Acles Strait when he crossed the central line, resulting in a head-on crash with another vehicle. Norwich Crown Court heard Trower, who had taken drugs, had split up from his girlfriend prior to the crash on the March the 9th last year. Jerry Hayes, prosecuting, said Charlene Knox, the driver of the car that was hit, woke up in the vehicle following the crash, hearing her four-year-old son screaming. She suffered a number of injuries, including three fractured ribs, internal injuries, fractured right shoulder, and she spent 8 days in hospital. A court heard her son was bleeding from his mouth and suffered a head injury, which required further surgery and might yet result in a scar. The passenger, Kelly McGrady, was also seriously injured in the crash at Halvergate, suffering a number of cuts and fractures. Her young daughter also suffered serious injuries, including a fractured arm in the crash. Trower, of Sydenham and Close Acle, appeared at court for sentence on Tuesday, February the 9th, having previously admitted four counts of causing serious injury by dangerous driving. He had also admitted two charges of drug driving. Sentencing him to a total of 2 years in prison, Judge Maureen Bacon said, "Four people's lives have been affected. Each of them has suffered serious injuries." John Morgans, for Trower, said his driving on that day was simply dreadful. He said Trower acknowledged what had happened, was 100% down to him, and was totally and utterly remorseful. Trower was also disqualified from driving for 3 years.